The new Bob Woodward book, Fear, is full of insider accounts out of the Trump White House. It might also shed some light on a fascinating link between North Korea and the Ozarks.
And Woodward's book says that from October 17th to 19th of 2017, the U.S. Air Force ran an elaborate series of simulated airstrikes in the Missouri Ozarks.
That simulation was all about North Korean military targets. Last year, there was speculation that the Trump administration was seriously considering a preemptive attack. Since then, things have been dialed back, but we were intrigued by this report about war games in the Ozarks of Arkansas and Missouri, like, why the Ozarks? The Defense Department doesn't like to get into details about things like classified war games. Jeffrey Lewis has some insight, though. He's an expert in nuclear nonproliferation and geopolitics at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, California. And we'll get to what was happening reportedly in the Ozarks last year in a moment, Jeffrey. But first, you wrote the speculative novel, the 2020 Commission Report on the North Korean Nuclear Attacks Against the United States. It's about a war with North Korea. Just remind us briefly about some of your speculations in the novel.
Well, you know, the novel is really a story of how bad decisions could lead us down a very dark path. And so it's a kind of story about how signaling and counter-signaling can get all messed up. And people can think a war is coming when it's not. And if they think that, then actually the war can come. So in some ways, it's very appropriate to this revelation.
Region and geography and war are what we're looking at here. I suppose if you want your military well briefed on where they're going to attack, you want them accustomed to a certain landscape, right?
You know, I mean, one of the reasons that the U.S., I think, did so well for the conventional operations portions of both Gulf Wars is that the Army has a giant desert training center out at Fort Irwin. And, you know, I think one of the interesting questions for the Army now is as they focus on Korea missions, you know, that training center at Fort Irwin doesn't really look like North Korea. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's one of the great advantages of the U.S. military is that they train so much. And I think one of the challenges is often finding terrain that's suitable so that when troops find themselves in a situation like that, that they're not totally confused and doing it for the first time.
So this is kind of standard operating procedure as a country prepares for war. What is the most difficult topography when it comes to strikes on nuclear facilities? I know we're kind of in uncharted territory here.
You know, it's a really interesting debate, honestly, that we have, because, you know, you would think that the flat, desertless terrain of Iraq would have been very favorable. But the U.S. didn't manage to destroy a single Iraqi missile prior to launch, because even though it was a big, flat, empty desert, it was big and missiles were able to hide. North Korea is a very different kind of terrain. It's very mountainous. There are fewer roads, but there are lots of trees and mountains tend to hide things and you know, but it's smaller. So there's a big debate about whether North Korea would be tougher or easier. I tend to be of the view that even if it's smaller, the fact that there are so many mountains and so many underground facilities and so many trees means it's probably impossible to go and get everything.
And what do we know about North Korea's nuclear facilities? Are they hidden in those valleys and mountains and trees?
Oh, yes. I mean, one of the interesting things we do here at the Center for Nonproliferation Studies, where I work, is we spend a lot of time looking at facilities in satellite pictures. And, you know, just the other day, we were looking in a region where we have mapped out many of the defense facilities, and we found three giant underground facilities that we had never seen before, and we don't have the slightest idea what they're for. So, you know, if you spend any time looking at North Korea, you would know how much tunneling there is. And, you know, often there's not much of a hint. You know, it's just there's some, well, we call it spoil, you know, rock at the mouth of the tunnel that they dug out, and then there's an entrance, and, you know, what's inside is left to the imagination.
In your novel, Jeffrey, did the U.S. simulate airstrikes as they were going to war against North Korea, and where did they happen?
Well, so in the novel, I don't go into the simulation, but there is a sort of long discussion of trying to get ready for a conflict. And what the Air Force wants to do in the novel, and what I actually worry that may happen and could be very dangerous, is they start running bomber runs right up to the North Korean border, right where the airspace begins, wait for the North Koreans to turn on their air defense radars, and then turn around and come home, which is a thing that you would want to do if you wanted to map out where the air defenses were, because you plan to want to get around them and go hit a target. That's something the United States really did against the Soviet Union in the early 1980s. It scared the Soviets so much that they went on all kinds of alert and eventually shot down a Korean airliner, KL-007. And, you know, spoilers, but in the book, the same thing happens. We expect our military to be ready, and we expect them to be prepared. But I do think we have to also be aware that other countries are watching those preparations, and they may draw conclusions from those preparations that are not exactly accurate.
Jeffrey Lewis is an expert in nuclear nonproliferation. He's also the author of the 2020 Commission Report on the North Korean Nuclear Attacks Against the United States, a novel. Jeffrey, thanks for being on the show again.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
So, the Ozarks.
Similar to North Korea.
We're just when you think you've heard it all.
Who knew?
Yeah.
TV anchors from KY3 in Springfield, Missouri there. A little gobsmacked.